Charter and the Development Procedures Bylaw. This is a combined hearing, and the following item will also be heard at the same time. Public hearing number two is a variance of the same address under file DAB 119260 of 2012D.
Thank you. Could we have the applicant please come to the table and make your presentation? Try to keep it as short as possible.
I can ask you to continue on the table, please.
All right, okay, so I should point it. Okay,
very well.
Did you want
to? No, I'm just asking. I appreciate that you come here. Before you speak, could you please state your name and address for the record, please?
My name is Sanjeev Kaushal. That is number 72, Capitol Street, Winnipeg, Manitoba.
Excellent.
And we want to draw up the 1485 insert. And we have submitted all the required forms and the plans. And for the submission of the if you guys have any questions or anything,
you can go to the school questions. Do you have somebody who will help you answer questions?
Or? Yeah.
Yes, I'm Paul Montaigne, Sears & Montaigne Architecture. I live at 17 Edmondson Street.
Thank you. Great. Okay. Well, let's proceed then. We can entertain some questions. Councillor Short, do you have?
Thanks to Mr. Coaching for coming down and for your application. We've got the report for both the rezoning and the variance.
Right.
You're okay with it?
Yes.
Okay. I just have a couple of questions. You've submitted a plan from your architect, and what I wanted to ask you was with respect to building B and A, what's the timing of the project relative to those two structures?
It will be started. We have tenants in the building until December 2013.
Okay.
And as soon as they are gone, we will start the construction.
Okay. And are you okay with meeting a condition that building B, that building permits be taken out of building B at the same time as building A?
That's not a problem.
Fantastic. Great. I have no further questions, Mr. Chairman.
Okay. Great. If you would like to take a seat, we'll call and see if there's anybody else who'd like to speak in support of the application.
Okay. Thank you. How about Sandy? I'm sorry if I'm pronouncing this wrong. Kushal at 72 Stelton Street?
Yes.
Would you like to speak or are you just going to speak?
Right at 28 Verona Drive. You're registered in support?
Yes.
So, don't need to speak.
No, okay, for a problem.
Excellent.
There's a Santosh Pedmins at 28 Verona Drive.
She just had to meet, so she just supported.
Registered in support?
Great.
And Munish Patik at 28 Verona Drive. You're registered in support?
Yes.
Would you like to speak or
no?
Okay, we're in support. Excellent. So that's all the words. Are there any? There's nobody else who wanted to speak. It's true. Is there anybody in here who is opposed to the application?
No.
Nobody opposed to it? Okay. Excellent. Okay. Are there anybody here just for information purposes? Excellent.
Mr. Chairman, I just wanted to also state that as part of the condition for approval, I support you. I'll be also asking that the plan will come back to this committee. And I know I see some language from the architect here, but what is the plan for moving on each certain right now? It looks like just a solid wall. That's just what that is. Conceptual, I guess, eh?
Yeah. If we have to come to the restaurant, which is, I think, definitely one of the things, then just by the way the site is laid out, you know, we wanted the front of the restaurant to face the parking. And so you do have a bit of a paradox or a problem there because windows to face the street.
Yeah.
The reality is the kitchen would probably be between parking lot and Houston River, which is why the garbage is positioned where it is.
Mm-hmm.
So we think a little bit about how the site can function. I think there comes another thing we could do if we wanted to make it more inviting or more, I guess, public friendly. Because I agree with it, it does look a little closed off at the moment.
Yeah.
I mean, and we haven't done a plan for the hotel.
Yeah.
I think you have to keep it in mind.
Yeah, I just wanted to let you know because I just was looking at it and it looked like a lot of big front of the back of the building onto Inkster.
Yes.
So just wanted to kind of like.
I do
want
to be up here. So.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah, technically. Sorry.
Yeah, I mean, going to be asking you questions.
That's it. I'm going to start with that.
Can I ask a question?
Oh, yeah, then we'll just talk about that. Yeah. All right, this is a question we're going to ask about. Yeah,
that's fine. I just have a question about, you mentioned a restaurant, would you have any plans for a patio? Would you have any plans for a patio if you did proceed with the restaurant?
Well, we haven't really considered that.
Okay, and I'm just wondering where you would put that.
It's a good question. Essentially, we try to fit an adequate number of parking spaces in.
Mm-hmm.
That hasn't been discussed.
Yeah, we haven't discussed that about the patio because the space is limited in that area.
Right. And sometimes when you're thought of after the fact and it gets really congested, that's why I just bring up the point, because there's also an opportunity to perhaps be on Easter where people drive by and they see the patio, it creates some excitement in the area as well. So.
That might be a good idea. We have to talk to the planners and see if we can do anything like that, but that we can work with the planners on that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Do you have any comments about that?
Yeah, I wanted to say we met with the client and their architect very early in the process, and we had some good meetings and we talked about the design, and they've come a long way from where they began, and they have a lot of our concerns about buildings up to the street and screening the parking. So planning, Arts and Public Service is very, very supportive of what they've shown so far. We understand that it's still in quite a conceptual phase, and there will be some fine-tuning to animate the facades, to connect some sidewalks to the public sidewalks, to screen some of the parking lighting, the headlights from the cars a bit better, with maybe a low wood fence. So we talked about some fine details, and we can cover those when they come back for plan approval.
You're going to subject to plan approval?
Yeah, but we're very supportive of what they've come forward with today.
Any more questions? Councilor Schroeder?
That's good. Thank you.
Okay. Councilor Crafton, you have any more questions?
Yeah, I'm prepared to make a motion, Mr. Chairman.
Okay.
I'll move that the report of the public service be taken as read.
All those in favor?
Aye.
I'll move to see the public representation be concluded.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Those in favor?